For 24 years, until his retirement in the year 2000, William McGill was the coroner of Walker County, Georgia. That's where the Tri-State Crematory is located. He says he filed a complaint about the facility way back in 1995. His concern was that Tri-State had never received a state license, as required by Georgia law since 1992.
I filed a formal complaint that they were violating the law and regulations. I filed it with the funeral director's examining boards, but I never could get anything done about it. As far as I know, to this day, they've not been inspected.
If things had worked right, who should have gone to that crematorium and said...
The inspector for the funeral director's board.
Well, why didn't they? Why didn't somebody?
I don't know. That's what I'm wanting to know. I never could get them to do anything.
They're in the state capital?
They was in Atlanta at that time. I think they're located in Macon now.
Mm-hmm.
But they never had but two inspectors for the whole state of Georgia.
Two inspectors whose job was to inspect?
All funeral homes and crematories.
Well, two inspectors. I mean, there must be hundreds of businesses that they would be expected to inspect.
There'd be thousands of them all over the state.
Mr. McGill, you have to help give us a picture here of Walker County. For those of us who live in more densely populated areas, it's hard to imagine how dozens of bodies could be piling up on a property and everyone somehow not being aware of
that. This is in a rural area. It's not in town. It's out in a rural area in farmland. They own a fair amount of property, and this is all on their property.
So nobody else would have any idea that
nobody ever suspected anything. None of us. We never expected. These people were supposedly outstanding citizens, active in civic activities, take part in everything. The wife was a school teacher. She was, won all kind of awards from the school systems and teaching.
What do you think? What do you make of this? What do you think happened?
I don't know. It's beyond me. The man, the older fella, he's got medical problems. He's bedridden. And he turned the operation this over to his son in 1996.
When did you actually file the complaint?
In 1995.
In 1995?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear anything back? Was there a form that you got back?
I never got in. They never contacted or responded to me in any way in writing. After a reasonable amount of time, when it should have went through the formalities and the board to act on it, then I began to inquire about it.
When did you inquire about it?
It was in the latter part of 95, and I couldn't get anything. They kept telling me they couldn't go inspect it unless they had a license, which, that's what they're for, to see that they got it.
You mean you're calling the state and saying...
I'm talking to the director of the inspectors.
And you're telling him there's a place here that should have gotten licensed, then it isn't licensed, they're
right.
In violation.
Uh-huh.
And he's telling you, as you recall it, we have no authority to inspect them because they're not a licensed...
Said they couldn't go into them and inspect them unless they were licensed, which I know better.
Mr. McGill, thank you very much for talking with us.
Yeah, okay.
William McGill, who for 24 years was the elected county coroner in Walker County, Georgia. Our efforts today to reach the state office responsible for overseeing licensing to hear their side of the story were unsuccessful.